Hello, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attar, joining you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Thank you so much for being here, and if you enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend. I truly appreciate you sharing the things that you love with other people who might love them as well. You can also rate or leave a review for us over on Apple Podcasts. And thank you so much. For easy access to all the links and references in this podcast, you want to subscribe to my newsletter. It's over at spirocollective.com. That's spirocollective.com. You'll get the links from each week's episode there. So let us get into it. This week we are talking about what to do in the season of change, my favorite yoga practice and podcast from this past week, why Representative Yoho's comments to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are a call to action for us all, and learn about next week's live stream yoga schedule. And at the end, I'm going to invite you to send me an email or DM to tell me your favorite part of this week's podcast, what made you think deepest or resonated with you the most, and just so that we can continue this conversation. I guess it'll still be online, but off of the air, let's put it that way. Before we get all into it, I want to let you know that we can get back to basics. So whether you've never done yoga before or you just want a refresher on the fundamentals, please come on out to my yoga basics class. We move at a slow and steady pace and introduce you to the fundamental practices of yoga. This is a class that is held monthly, and the next class is Thursday, July 30th from 7:30 to 8:15. So it is a 45-minute class, PM, so in the evening, 45 minutes in the evening, live stream. I am there with you, helping you find these different shapes and also learn about different yoga practices. Like I mentioned, if you are completely new to yoga, you are welcome. If you've been doing yoga for 3 decades, you are welcome. All that matters is that you are interested in breathing, learning, and being. You can register on my website at spirocollective.com/events, or like I mentioned, get the newsletter to get the links. Okay. Let us dive in to my note for this week on what to do in the season of change. So one of my favorite songs is called Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. It is a delightful kind of hippie-ish 60s song. I'm going to sing to you now. Ready? Let's get ready. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. Right? Like, have you heard that one? Maybe you have. Basically, there's that beautiful kind of hippie, beautiful music, and then says different lyrics like a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. These lyrics actually come from the Bible originally, but I love the sentiment. I love it. And sometimes it's really obvious what it's time for, right? Like you're like, I'm hungry. It's dinner time. It's easy. Other times, a lot less obvious what it's time for. And I think that this is one of those times where we feel a little unsure of what to do with ourselves. Global pandemic is not something most of us have experienced before. And to say that the experience has been disorienting would be an understatement, right? The simple comforts of our regular routines are gone. Even going to the grocery store is a production. And I have been hearing from clients and friends that they just feel exhausted when they get home from doing anything outside, or because you have to think about the mask and think about the hand sanitizer. And it's taking so much energy. But in this uncertainty comes opportunity. Now, I share very often about how humans are pattern-making machines. We take a new task or routine, we master it, and then we start to run it on autopilot. And this talent for creating patterns is so great for conserving our energy. It's what allows our bodies to run, right? We don't have to learn something new every time we encounter it. But autopilot isn't really the basis for a very mindful life. And with this drastic shift in our daily reality, it's now much easier to actually see what we've been doing on autopilot and to make the changes that align with our deeper values. I think about it like Marie Kondo for your life. Okay, perhaps you've heard of her method of tidying your house. And it's not, unlike what a lot of us think of, you don't just randomly choose things to give away or throw out. Instead, you actually empty all of your clothes or whatever it is you're cleaning out of your drawer, right? You take everything out, even the stuff you love, Then you start to sort through the clothes and decide what gets to go back into the drawer and what you're going to give away. And in my experience of attempting to Marie Kondo, the hardest part of this method is actually emptying the drawer in the first place. I love to open up my drawers and I see that and I'm like, oh gosh, there's all these things that I don't really like, but I can't get myself to take everything out and start from the beginning. But with the pandemic and the anti-racism work that's capturing our national attention, it's like the drawers of our lives have been emptied. All of our habits and routines and assumptions, they are laying on the floor, and we have a couple options here. Option one, we could get super angry at the mess, rush around, desperately try to shove everything back into the drawer, and hope that everything gets back to how it used to be. Option one. Option two, we could actually take the time to look at the drawer's contents. We can actually ask why we are doing what we do and what we're doing. We can choose a different way of being. So below, in this next couple of minutes, I'm going to list a bunch of questions that are worth asking during this time of pandemic. And I have a lot of questions here, so you don't have to do each one meticulously, but what I'm going to invite you to do is to notice which questions you have a reaction to. Maybe you have an immediate answer or like a really strong feeling in your stomach or heart, or otherwise you're like, oh, that's interesting, right? Like it's, you have a reaction. And I invite you to really follow that call to actually take those questions that you have that reaction to and explore and think and write and talk about these questions. Because there has never been a better time to evaluate and invite a new way of being in this world. The world is changing, and this is your opportunity to change along with it. So please, with me, let's answer this call. So here are some questions that you might want to consider in this time of change. First, let's talk about home. What do you value in your home space? What do you value about your home space? Does your current house or neighborhood support what you value about your home? Right? Does your current house or neighborhood actually support these values? Does your current city support these values? Heck, does the country you live in support these values? Right? Knowing what it is that makes you feel at home, knowing what it is that makes your day-to-day life feel good in the space around you, does your current house or neighborhood or city or country support that? Okay, let's talk about work and service. How does your work make you feel? Maybe how does it make you feel when you're about to go to work or when you're at work? How does it make you feel when you're finished for the day? Are you learning at work? Do you feel useful at work? Are your relationships at work clear, open, and honest? And are you proud of the values of your company or organization? Big questions. Let's move into relationships. Who are your deepest relationships with? Who is that inner circle? Are these relationships mutually supportive? Ones where you give and the other person gives? Are there relationships in your life that are an energy drain? Right? People that after you spend time with them, you feel worse, not better. Do you spend enough time with the people you love the most? Right? Those people that were in your inner circle, the deepest relationships, do you feel happy with the amount of time you spend with them? Okay, let's move into health and self. How do you take care of yourself? What are the different things that you do that helps you take care of yourself? Do you have a regular practice of supporting your mental and physical health? Small or big routines that help get your brain in order, that help get your body in order? Do you have regular routines to do so? What activities filled you with joy as a child or a younger adult? Right? What did you just spend hours doing you loved? Do you still practice these activities? Why or why not? Big questions, right? Important questions also. And actually, these questions, they're quite similar to the questions I always ask my clients during our Ayurvedic consultations. Our first session, like this is so important to me, our first session is this focus on identity. Who do you want to be and how do you want to feel at home, at work, and with those you love? Right? We like peek inside the Marie Kondo drawer to see what it would look like if your actions actually aligned with your values. And then we can move forward to set conditions to make that alignment happen. Right? If you don't actually know what you want, how are you supposed to get there? So that's why we spend this first session aligning the identity and the values so that we can actually move forward with purpose. If you're interested in exploring these questions or other ways to step into an aligned, energetic, peaceful you, consider an Ayurvedic consultation with me. We always start with a free 30-minute session to discuss what's going on in your life and your goals and what we could do together. So there are no risks, strings, or conditions. So if you are interested in that, you can go to spirocollective.com/ayurvedic-consultation. Or again, follow the links at spirocollective.com. I would always love to explore these questions with you. And if you're real good, I might even sing you some more of the birds. Turn. Thank you so much for putting up with me. Okay, so now that we're through there, let's talk about the live stream schedule. So I do live stream yoga and meditation on Zoom. All of the classes are pay what you wish, and they are super fun and wonderful. So here is our upcoming schedule for the week. Tuesday, we are doing intermediate vinyasa yoga. That's 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Thursdays, we have all levels vinyasa, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, as well as that special yoga basics class, 7:30 to 8:15 p.m. Saturday is prenatal yoga. That's 1:30 to 2:45 p.m. Eastern time. And then Sunday, we do yin yoga. That's 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. I would love to see you there in class. You can register over on spirocollective.com/events. You can click on all the dates and register there. Like I mentioned, pay what you wish. All are welcome. Come join me. Say hi. I'd love to have you in class. One last thing from the scheduler, please save the date. Sunday, August 23rd, we're going to do fall vision boarding, a little workshop masterclass on vision boards. And it's not just going to be arts and crafts time. We're also going to explore and learn different methods of goal setting and making sure that we make these aligned, wonderful goals. One other note, did you know you can get monthly private yoga or meditation sessions with me? It is the perfect way to be introduced to yoga, to learn stress-reducing techniques, or perfect your favorite yoga pose. There's limited spots available, and you can sign up over at patreon.com/spirocollective. And when you sign up for that monthly private yoga session on Patreon, you also get access to my entire library of live stream classes. You get free access to those workshops, like the vision boarding workshop that I just mentioned, plus access to all the replays of past workshops and masterclasses. So it is super wonderful. And if you're not interested in the private yoga sessions, you can go to some of the different tiers. For just $6 a month, you get the full access to all my live stream yoga and meditation, for example. I'm going to say it, it's a steal. So if you're interested, head over to patreon.com/spirocollective. In fact, I just uploaded a video actually today, which is my recording day, so Friday, and it's an intermediate vinyasa class. It's called From Me to We, and it is a focus on the heart space. So we're working with the heart chakra in this class to balance between the me taking care of myself and the we supporting others. So we're going to get some new space and freedom through the hearts and lungs. There's stabilizing deep breaths to support your own self-care. And we work with a bunch of cool variations of wheel pose to open the front body. Highly recommend. It's a great practice. I love doing it. I love teaching it. Again, you can find that on patreon.com/spirocollective. Okay, let's move to some important non-yoga related work. Well, I'll say not directly yoga related work. And this is for our take action section. So each week I am sharing something that you can take action on that relates to environmental, social, economic justice, because we cannot ignore this world that we live in. And there are things we can do to improve our society, and we can't just read about it. We need to take action. So I try to suggest something small that I am doing that you can also do to learn a little more and to help support these movements. So in take action this week, let's start by talking about what in traditional Chinese medicine, how they see the world. In traditional Chinese medicine, everything is relative. So for example, in this continuum between yin and yang, walking is more yang than restorative yoga, but it's way more yin than running, right? In our current reality, in our current society, we create a lot of absolutes. And as a result, we end up using a lot of false qualifiers and signifiers as proof of our innocence. I think we've all heard the, but I have a black friend, right? Like having a black friend doesn't mean you can't do racist things. And something similar happened from more of a feminist sphere this week. So this week, there's a situation that occurred between the congressional representatives, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Representative Ted Yoho of Florida. And after a confrontation that was instigated by Representative Yoho on the steps of the Capitol building, he allegedly called Representative Ocasio-Cortez an F-word, B-word. Okay, F-word, an F-word, B-word. Like he said to her, you are a effing B-word. Okay. The next day, he issued an apology, and unfortunately, it wasn't really much of an apology. And included in this apology is, I have a wife and two daughters, so I know how to treat women. Again, one of these false qualifiers. Every man has a mother, so every man has a woman in his life, but still can do negative things. So here's the action today. I would really appreciate checking out, and I think it's really important that we watch this actual video of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's response. It is eloquent, it is important, it explains why she couldn't pretend the situation didn't happen, and why these words matter. So you can find this video on YouTube very easily, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her response to Representative Yoho, or again, you can get the links from my website. And one extra little action that you can take then is it's a really good time to check in on who your congressional representatives are. What do they stand for? Who do they stand with? Right? We can't keep ignoring the actions that occur outside of the voting room. Representative Yoho's comments and response show how he truly feels about women and those who don't agree with him. Right? I don't know if I want someone that calls someone who happens to disagree with him and happens to be a woman, you know, someone that can call a colleague a effing B, I don't want him voting on rights to birth control or protect for domestic violence abuse survivors, right? Like, I don't feel like he could help and accurately or just be a good support for women. Just doesn't feel like that works. So I think it's important to actually see, like, who are the people that are running your congressional district, and maybe you want to then support them more because they're really wonderful, and maybe you want to support them less and think about what are the alternatives. There's actually a handy tool from ProPublica to look up your representative, and also this is a great time to make sure you are registered to vote. So taking action, watch the video of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's response to Representative Yoho. Look up your congressional representatives and see what they stand for. And please do register to vote. Thank you for taking action with me this week. Last but not least, on the newsletter front, one of my favorites this week is Brené Brown's podcast. It's called Unlocking Us. There are some wonderful interviews on Unlocking Us, but this episode on shame and accountability is amazing. It is a wonderful resource on emotional literacy as well as resiliency, so that when you have icky feelings like shame and guilt and embarrassment and humiliation, you know how your brain responds and can deal with it constructively. I love this podcast so much. I highly recommend you checking it out. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. As a reminder, you can subscribe to get easy access to everything you heard here at spirocollective.com. Just sign up for the newsletter. I'd love to see you at a live stream yoga or in our Patreon community. Again, all those details at spirocollective.com or patreon.com/spirocollective. And lastly, if you have someone who might enjoy this podcast or yoga with me, share this podcast with them. And I appreciate your support in growing our community. And actually, lastly, see, I'm that person that has the PS, the PPS, and the PPPS. PPPS, let me know what you loved in this podcast, or what you didn't love, or what really struck out to you, or just any comments that you have about what I've shared today. I love to hear from you. I love to chat. My email address is sam@spirocollective.com, or you can go over to Instagram. I'm @spirocollective. That's S-P-I-R-O. Thank you for being here. Thank you for existing. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful day.